on the line, I should have Frances Sutton from the Edinburgh Science Festival. It is turned 25 this year, so happy birthday to the Edinburgh Science Festival. How is the event going so far, Frances?
Good morning. It's going very well, actually. We've been going a week. We're halfway through. We've got another week to go. Lots of thousands of people will be coming to see us in all the venues across the city. We have about 200 events in about 30 venues around the city. So there's lots to see and do, and we've been delighted with the response we've had so far.
Because it's your 25th birthday, what events are you running especially for that?
Well, 25 years ago, the internet didn't exist, mobile phones didn't exist. There's a whole lot of stuff that just we hadn't even thought about. So we're looking forward to the next 25 years. So we're looking at the future of our food, the future of our world, the future of our communications, the way we play, everything that we think is going to happen in the next 25 years. So there's a whole range of events across the city. You can come and play games with your family or just by yourselves. There's an app you can download which takes you around the city and explores various different places. There's a full day of games in the National Museum of Scotland next weekend. There's really loads of stuff to come and do.
It sounds great. I think the future is flying cars. I want hovering cars.
Okay, well, come and talk about them.
I don't have a plan yet, otherwise I would have sold it off to Ford or someone.
Well, you never know what will happen in the next 25 years. I think realistically we're probably looking at the next 10 for a lot of the ideas that are coming out. We've been talking particularly, we've had a big event on food over the last couple of days. We've been looking at vertical farming, which is growing cereal crops and vegetable crops in cities, in buildings. We've been looking at eating insects. Now, about three-quarters of the world population eat insects on a daily basis as a really good source of protein, except in the Northern Hemisphere, in the developed world of Europe and America, we just don't touch them. So we're looking at that. In fact, last night I was eating buffalo grub pate, which is surprisingly good.
That sounds absolutely terrible.
It was actually very good. They'd mixed it with cream cheese. It was just like an ordinary sort of mushroomy type pate, and yet it was made of insects.
I don't know if I could handle that. That sounds like the kind of challenge you'd have on I'm a Celebrity.
Well, I think the thing with I'm a Celebrity is they hand you the fairly revolting food in all its entirety. What Ento are looking at is how to make this an acceptable form for people to eat. So it's not legs and eyes. It's made into a type of tofu or a type of pate, which I mean, we were saying this 30 years ago, no one would eat sushi. Nobody in the UK would eat raw fish. And yet now Marks and Spencers have it on their shelves. So in 30 years' time, who's not to say we won't be eating insects as part of our everyday diet?
Who knows what's going to be on the shelves of Marks and Spencers or any supermarket?
Supermarket, yes, obviously.
And now, what has been your favourite event so far? Has it been the bug cuisine?
The bug cuisine was pretty good. I think probably my highlight so far has been Jason Hackenworth's 40-foot balloon sculpture in the Grand Gallery of the National Museum, which we unveiled on Friday. It took America. Jason's an American, a New York artist that came over and has created this extraordinary artwork, which will hang for the next 2 weeks, so up until the end of the Science Festival on the 7th, and again for another week. Come and see it. It is spectacular. We commissioned him specially to come over and to create something looking at the interconnectivity of life, looking at everything from the cosmos to coral reefs, looking at synthetic biology and how we now build life from the ground up. And he's created this wonderful spiral sculpture, which is absolutely stunning. And then you realise it's made up of 10,000 balloons.
I take it if that's in the museum that you can get in there for free?
Absolutely free of charge, yes. Come and have a look at it free of charge. There are a number of events across the Science Festival free of charge. The University of Edinburgh also has events in the museum for kids and adults, which are free of charge. The Botanics have a number of events, which are free of charge. And there's also the Patterns in Nature exhibition, which is in St. Andrew's Square, which used beautiful, beautiful photographs. Again, on the same theme as Jason's work in the museum, looking at patterns that we see within nature. The spirals within seashells, the stripes on fish, raindrops on water. There's just some beautiful, beautiful images.
If I've got the kids over the Easter holidays, what event should I be taking them along to keep them entertained?
I think probably the City Arts Centre is the focal point for our family programme. It's open every day from tomorrow until Saturday, 9:30 until 5, and it is packed with 5 floors worth of exciting, hands-on, sensational science for all ages, really from toddler up to teenager.
If I want to find out more about any of those events, how can I get my hands on tickets and find out more?
From our website, which is www.sciencefestival.co.uk. Very easy to remember.
Thanks very much for speaking to us this Sunday.
And have a happy Easter.